Hey, 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 it's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla. You can hear me weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
Welcome back to FLX Morning. We're coming up on 8:40. Happy to be joined by our friends from Finger Lakes Health, starting off with Laura Turbide. Laura, welcome back. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So who do we have in studio with us today?
I always love when we can bring some new folks and some, in some ways, expanded or new services. And many people don't realize that Finger Lakes Health, not only do we have multiple practices, primary care practice throughout the region and specialty practices, we have a practice in Clifton Springs, internal medicine practice there that cares for adults 18 and over. And at that practice, Kelly Bowen is our nurse practitioner, who is likely the person you will see. And we're just talking about it. She has trained, has a background in emergency nursing, then obviously has continue to expand her skills. I was just hearing, shockingly, how many years, when you look at her, you wouldn't guess she's been working many years in healthcare, but she has. She can tell you a little more. And as part of that, she worked as emergency room nurse. She then went on to get her nurse practitioner degree as a family nurse practitioner. She worked as a hospitalist inpatient, caring for patients when they were hospitalized, and now, of course, does on the outpatient side. And we were talking about how they are different. It's sort of different whether you have that continuity of patients. So at Clifton Springs Internal Medicine, which is at the Clifton Springs Professional Park in Clifton Springs, she's the provider who really will be likely the person that you're going to see. And it's been a growing practice for us. There's clearly a need in the community there. So I'm thrilled to have Kelly here. She also has a background as a faculty member at our College of Nursing. So she brings a whole host of experiences to the table. And also, obviously, I think we know how important it is for people to find that right fit with their primary care provider. So we always try to bring people out so that you can get to know them a little bit, hear their perspective, hear their philosophy of care. So I'm excited to learn a bit more from Kelly today too.
Kelly, I'm tempted to ask what you do in your spare time. It sounds like from what Laura is describing that there is an awful lot going on at the internal medicine practice in Clifton Springs.
There is. We are a busy practice, taking care of our patients is our top priority. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. That is my primary role. My family, I think, is wonderful, and they're very supportive of that. But I believe highly in work-life balance. So on the weekends, we spend time with my grandfather. We go out and enjoy the outdoors. I have three dogs, three kids, 21, 21, and 13. So there is usually never a dull moment around my house. And thankfully, I have a really good partner, my husband, who's fantastic, Josh, who helps run the home when I'm out helping the community.
Now, let's break down what exactly an internal medicine primary care office does.
So I tell patients to think about your health in terms of the same way that you would help take care of your car, right? So you take your car in for daily, for routine maintenance. You'd go in for oil changes. You'd check the fluids. You'd add windshield wiper fluid. If there's any kind of recommended maintenance of changing tires and belts, you would do that. So my job is really to kind of coordinate care. And some patients need a lot of care, and some patients I see just once a year for an annual physical, where we're checking your vital signs, looking at your blood pressure, your heart rate, your heart rhythm. We're doing screening labs, looking for kidney, liver dysfunction. We're looking for anemia. We're looking at how your immune system's doing, your thyroid, your cholesterol. Because although there is lots of things that we cannot fix in our, like genetically, like my great-grandparents gave me high cholesterol in our family, I know that if I know that family history, I can actually work on it and modify the things I can, like diet and routine exercise, so that I can try to avoid some of the pitfalls of not taking care of that, like heart attack, stroke down the line.
So in essence, you're almost like the old-fashioned mall kiosk, and that people come to you, and then you are able to direct them into various different paths within the healthcare field for whatever symptoms or issues they may have.
Correct. And we're, you know, my job too is to help coordinate that care. And a lot of times I, you know, my patients tell me, you know, they come back after seeing a specialist and they said, I just really didn't quite understand some of the things that they recommended or why we're doing it. So really, I tell people, I'm your health navigator. You know, if you were going to another country and you didn't speak the language, you would need somebody like an interpreter to help you understand those things. In medicine, something that's very routine to me that I would, you know, see on a daily basis, I'm reading a report with big words and medical jargon in there, can be very scary to patients when they don't realize that that could be a normal finding or it could be something very serious.
Right, because you see all these stories and you hear all this information and you're like, well, wait a minute, well, I don't even understand what the heck is going on here.
Right. And I always think of it too as we have a literature we put out. We run the physician referral line through my office, and we ask a lot of questions when you call in. You know, not only is it about where's convenient for you, because the best primary care partner for you is someone you can get to regularly and that you're not going to spend years. And I'm working healthcare, and I've been someone who myself has spent time where I don't get in as often as I should, or I think, oh, I can wait. So what I always suggest to people is you really need to find that fit. Sort of pick your best partner. We describe it as like find a primary care partner that will work with you. You need someone you feel comfortable with. You need someone that you feel like you will tell anything to, recognizing obviously there's privacy laws that govern our relationship with our physicians and our nurse practitioners, so that basically, and all of the healthcare workers who come into contact with you, of course. But the key is you need to be able to share your personal goals with them. So here are my health goals. They're going to have some for you, and they're going to have recommendations for you because of the expertise and the significant, I mean, years and years of training they go through. But ultimately, it is about that partnership. And I think when it's most effective is when it's a dialogue, and when that nurse practitioner or physician can help guide you on your goals, and you can kind of almost like a Venn diagram. You find out what are sort of the goals that as a medical provider you're going to have for this patient, but sometimes the patient may have different goals. And I think when the best primary care folks are the folks who are going to listen, such good listeners, and be the people who are going to help guide you so that you can both advocate for yourself and they can advocate for you. And as Kelly's saying, be an interpreter with all this a flood of information to help, I think, navigate the system, as well as really create personalized, individualized plans of care.
And I think the thing that you hit on that really is key for me is I don't make decisions for patients. I think one of the things that the biggest tragedy that we do in healthcare is that we take autonomy away from the person. So I really do view my patients as a collaboration or a partnership where I give you information so that you can make the best decision for you. And what one person defines as their personal wellness and a quality of care, you know, quality of life is different than what I may, you know, kind of define that as. And, you know, whatever decision you make, even if it's a decision that I don't agree with, that's my job is to support you through that. And, you know, healthcare is a continuum. We see birth, we see growth, we see adolescence, we see middle age, which are I'm kind of where I'm at 44, and some changes that go with that. And we see as we're growing older, I have, you know, a lot of patients who are living past their 90s, and that's its own little specialty there. And, you know, I'm also there to help too. Unfortunately, there's times where I do say goodbye to my patients and it's end of life care, but, you know, focusing on keeping them comfortable and giving them that quality and autonomy to make their decisions on their terms, even through that difficult transition.
Right, because people are looking for advice and information, but they also want to be able to make their own decisions. And it's your job to give them all of the information so that decision that they make, whatever it may be, is a well-informed one.
And many of the guidelines are changing, too. And I think one of the key roles primary care partners can play is, you know, there's been mixed information from everything from how often you should get a mammogram to now we have new information talking about more and more people are being diagnosed with colorectal cancer earlier in life. So now the guidelines have pushed back to say, really, it's not 50 anymore. It's really 45. Yeah. Obviously, it depends on your family history, your personal history. It may be earlier for some. So those are the kinds of things where, in essence, you know, I don't have a grid on my refrigerator, for example, that tells me all those things. I have to really rely on the fact that I'm going to come in, I'm going to check in, and really just have have that touch point, I think, for those annual visits, as well as obviously then when things do get more complicated. Healthcare has changed since I've been in it, in terms of we used to have a lot of the primary care person would be the person who would come to you if you were hospitalized. The majority of the time, that is no longer the case. So there's a lot of coordination between if there's a hospitalization, making sure that hospitalization information and medical record information is shared appropriately, along with consultation with specialists. So I think of it, it's almost like it's air traffic control, but over the most important part of your life, right?
That's a great analogy, actually, when you think about it. That really does apply. So is the internal medicine office now accepting new patients?
We are. And it's, you know, it's a relatively easy process. The one thing I do ask for patients is when they make the appointment to the office at would have the receptionist staff there, the first thing that you're going to get is a new patient packet. And there's also going to be some release of information forms. And it's not because I want your old physician or provider to tell on you. It's we need a little bit of a baseline, because I do diligently review every single record that comes in on my patients so that we can build a comprehensive and complete medical record. So again, that we have a little bit better that air traffic control and figuring out, one, because we don't want to duplicate services, and I don't want to waste my patient's time. If you've already had your flu shot, you already had your colonoscopy, you've already had immunizations that you need, I'm not going to go over, have you redo those things if we can get those documented in one place in the medical record. Also, if you need those records for some reason later on down the road, they're all in one place. I have a great supportive staff at the front end. It's really easy just to kind of call in and kind of book in. We are kind of looking at January right now with the holidays, but I am happy to see new people.
And Laura, how do people get a hold of the office there to maybe become a patient and go see Kelly?
Absolutely. Thank you. They can give a call direct to the office, which is, again, the Clifton Springs office at 315-462-7001. And as Kelly shared, great office access, open all week with those full days. In addition, you can go online under pick a provider if you want to see a little bit more and look at the training. You can find a care provider, you can look there, or you can call our physician referral line as well at the hospital. So either way, we can get you connected. And as Kelly shared, they're open to new patients. It may be a little bit because of holidays, but certainly be able to get it on the list. Just check it off. Do it before it's a New Year's resolution for you. If you don't have a primary care provider, yeah, or you're looking to make a switch to find somebody who gels with you, definitely give a call. Do it for yourself.
Yeah, look at it this way. If you make it a New Year's resolution, but you do it now, that means come New Year's Day, hey, you made your New Year's resolution happen.
Exactly. Love to build on success, right?
Exactly.
Being ahead of the curve. And one of the things that is the most honoring to me is when I have patients who refer and trust me with their loved ones and family members, because that means not only did I do a good job with them, but I also am trusted to take care of the important people in their life.
Kelly, Laura, thank you so much for being here this morning and sharing the information. Good to hear from you both.